Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today I am talking with Richard Probst, a child advocate based in Indianapolis and founder of the Tenderness Tour. Notice this, since 1989, with $20 in his pocket and a backpack on his wheelchair, he has been traveling and wheeling at great physical cost to himself to raise money for countless organizations, all the while spreading much-needed tenderness to all he meets. And one of those organizations he is raising money for this year is the ARC of Indiana's own Erskine Green Training Institute. And Richard Probst is here with me in the studio today. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
So let me get the facts straight first.
Okay.
1989, 29 years ago.
Yep.
This October, $20 in your pocket and a backpack on your wheelchair, and you start this journey of the Tenderness Tour.
The very first Tenderness Tour was in 1989. It was literally, I started that first tour with $20 in my pocket, a backpack on the wheelchair. You know, back then we didn't even have computers. Okay, so typewritten press releases telling people what I was doing. And I had let a few local media officials know that I was going to do this thing. I called it the Tenderness Tour. I told them that I wanted to wheel around the state of Indiana, raising money for what was Prevent Child Abuse Indiana, mm-hmm. was the first recipient. And I told them I was going to travel for 41 days. I had it all mapped out. It was way overly ambitious because I had no clue. I was not an athlete. I had no idea what I could do. But I just knew that I wanted to do it. And I was at a very low point in my life. And so I really set out trying to find out if there was tenderness in the world. That's why I called it that. And so that first tour, I left with $20 in my pocket, almost no place to stay for the whole 41 days. I was alone, so I traveled mm-hmm. alone. And I just set off on kind of the side roads of Indiana, and I started going around.
Okay, so I really like that point you just talked about. One of the reasons you said you started this tour is that you wanted to find tenderness in the world. And you also said that the amount of tenderness that you found was beyond anything you'd have imagined. Yeah. But what was it like not only to be a receiver of tenderness, but 29 years now down the line to give it back?
Well, you know, when I came back, you know, what I tell people is when I went on that tour, you know, and we kind of talked a little bit about this in advance, you know, kind of the miracle of the tour is that I can go into a town with population 237, and if I have a wheelchair breakdown, somebody will have a spare wheelchair.
Yeah.
It just happens. I can be in the middle of nothing but farmland, and if I need water, somebody will show up with water. If I need a place to stay, somebody will come up, and they will offer me a place to stay, and they will be magically trustworthy. You know, and it just has happened time and time again. And so, you know, I finished that first tour, which was 41 days and like 1,086 miles. Mm-hmm. And I experienced so much kindness, and it changed my life so dramatically that to me, it's like once you experience that level of hope and that level of kindness, there's no way you can't give it back.
Sure.
I mean, I knew that I had a life's mission at that point.
Sure. And let's talk about the great physical cost. I mean, like you said, you're alone and your wheelchair can break down. You have spina bifida yourself.
Yeah.
So talk about that great physical cost. I mean, because it is a thing.
Well, let me stress now that I do have a support team now.
Okay.
For the first 7 years, I traveled alone.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, when I started the tour, I was literally homeless. I was living in my car, and I was struggling. I had lost a spouse. I had lost a child. I had lost just about everything a person can lose, mm-hmm. including two limbs, you know, because I'm a double amputee.
Sure.
And so I was at a really low point on that first tour. Because I had experienced so much goodness on that first tour, I came back from that, and I kind of got my life together. You know, I found housing. I went back to college. I got my degree. I went to work. You know, I was able to get off of disability. So, you know, I kind of changed my life around. And so I really, I just saw everything dramatically change.
And talk about, talk about that with, I have gone through things myself with CP and depression and all of that. So talk about how, when people say, how did you do it, Richard? Like, how did you say, how did you come from the lowest of low to, I have to get my life together? I mean, you were talking to yourself and saying, you have to get your life together in order to have any fulfillment here.
Well, there's, for me, there was nothing like realizing that I could travel for 41 days and 1,000 miles alone, figure it out, always find a place to stay, always find a meal, find these incredible people. You just have to look at that and you have to say, okay, there's a lot more here and I have a lot more potential than I've ever believed. You know, and so when I came back, it was like, okay, how do I tap into that potential? How do I find different role models? You know, because clearly part of the problem was I didn't have the right natural support in my life. And so I set out trying to find it. You know, and for me, part of that was acknowledging, okay, first of all, I started with a therapist because I didn't have a lot of healthy natural supports. So I went to a therapist and I got myself healthier and I learned how to attract healthy people into my own life. You know, and eventually, you know, and we were talking about, you know, when I transitioned to having support on the road, and that was about 7 years in. By that time, I was working in an emergency room, and I did suicide intervention for 10 years. I had a group of nurses who knew about my tour, and they said, you know what, we want to go with you. And so that first year, I had a group of nurses from my employer say, I'm going to go with you. And they all went with me, and I figured out, wait a minute, I finish a lot healthier and a lot happier when I have support.
So,
what a great lesson to learn, huh?
Absolutely.
So from then on, I've tried to recruit a good team every year. And, you know, and this year, you know, I have a support vehicle that goes with me. They don't typically stay overnight, but they are comfortable with everything from logistics to driving the car to making sure I stay healthy. If I get into some issues where I need assistance, they're comfortable with that. I, you know, I recruit great volunteers. And I have people who come back year after year after year because they love it.
Wow. I can see why. and talk about the Erskine Green Training Institute. Why raise money for us?
You know, I did a tour for Erskine Green a couple of years ago, first of all. And first off, I love working. You know, I do.
I can tell. I do too.
I just, there was something about it. I was so, I think part of why I was so depressed early on was because, you know, my first job out of high school, I failed. I just wasn't ready. You know, I'm one of those people. Everybody thought I was going to die early. Everybody thought I was going to die young. And so I didn't, but they didn't train me. I wasn't raised being prepared for adulthood. I wasn't supposed to get there. So I didn't have the life skills. I didn't have the social skills. I didn't have self-care skills. And certainly nobody ever thought I would live independently. And so...
So you've come a long way.
So I've come a long way. And I just...
You want to give that back.
I want to give that back. I mean,
That it is possible.
With supports, with healthy community... and that's kind of why I want to do this tour now. You know, I supported Erskine Green. I found them very receptive to my message. I was very touched when I visited the Courtyard by Marriott in Muncie and I saw my name on the wall.
I know, me too. I was like,
I was like, wow.
I know.
Because, you know, I didn't really consider that I had donated that much.
I know.
And
just a little bit. And
just
here we
a
are.
Little bit. And yeah, look at us. And so so I thought, well, you know, that's good. And, of course, I believe in the Ark of Indiana's mission as well.
Thank you. So that
was very important to me. And I know that for a lot of folks with disabilities, it's a matter of getting the opportunity, getting the supports, getting the chance. And I figure, if, you know, this scholarship can do one piece of that, then I've helped.
So let's talk about, you're going to establish... The Tenderness Award,
yes.
A scholarship for Erskine Green Training Institute. Talk about that. Why do you want to establish a scholarship?
I really want, it was funny, when I first contacted ARC and I kind of tossed the idea out there, I have to be honest with you, because I know it's an expensive program, and I thought, okay, well, $500 isn't going to do a whole lot. And I received an email very quickly back saying, you know, actually, it would be very helpful to these students. And so I received a lot of encouragement with that, and I thought that was very cool. I think for me, it's just a question of being someone who has benefited throughout my life from people who were there for me when I needed them.
Sure.
You know, once I found those healthy people, they were there. They helped me build up. They helped me. They helped empower me. I'm very grateful. You know, I work for the state of Indiana. I have a great employer who, you know, lives into those values of employing and empowering people with disabilities, even within their work environment. So I just feel like I have a responsibility to give that up. I am a member of the VR Commission, and this actually got inspired because we were sitting around talking about the need for adults with disabilities who do work to be vocal about it.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about it, to be mm-hmm. a role model, to say you can do this,
mm-hmm.
and to be visible about it. And sure. I thought, okay, I need to do more.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of my more.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with them more, because I was even, before I even started a job, I remember thinking, how can I benefit an employer?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't have life skills like other people did. Yeah. But you... I mean, the Tenderness Tour kind of brought that out to me, that you and I are on the same kind of page that way, because yeah. we wanted to get out of our walls mm-hmm. and kind of our comfort zone, too.
Yeah.
And that I kind of, I think that's what the Tenderness Tour helps people to do, is that you don't have to be just in one sort of job or yeah. one sort of box.
Yeah.
You can totally carve it out for yourself.
You can carve it out. You can live into your dreams. There are so many things that are possible. I don't do a tour where I don't get someone amazed that I live alone, or I don't get someone amazed that I can drive.
I think you have to be really good about getting out of your comfort zone, pushing yourself to see where you can go.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you do with this Tenderness Tour.
I think so. I think I give myself as a model, including of my mistakes. You know, I want to share all of that. I want to share the full spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, I want authenticity. And I think that's why people resonate with me, because sure. I'm very honest about, you know, a lot of my childhood stuff, which also includes a lot of violence and abuse. And I'm very honest about the disability, but I'm also very honest about the joys, about the successes. And I think people like that. They
yeah.
like...
Oh, I do.
You know, I'm not an Oprah. You know, I'm not someone who became a billionaire. I'm just an average Joe who works hard, is happy, makes a livable wage, and gets to direct my own life.
Sure. Let's talk about now how people can follow you and your Tenderness Tour, and how they can contribute, because you have donations coming in from a lot of people. But
yeah.
tell people how they can contribute and what they need to do.
If you want to find out more about the Tenderness Tour, you can visit the website, which is tendernesstour.com. Right on that homepage, there is a link that you could donate to this tour specifically. If you know the website Mighty Cause, which is a fundraising website, if you go to mightycause.com and enter 2018 Tenderness Tour, you can also go directly to the fundraising page. If you're interested in getting involved, supporting, volunteering, you know, we're still looking for some hosts along the way. Obviously, I want places that are wheelchair accessible. That would be welcome. Donations are welcome. And, you know, get involved. I mean, I do tours at least once a year, sometimes more. I'm actually wheeling back to Muncie in November.
Oh.
Going to Erskine. Well, my employer is hosting their annual conference at Muncie at Erskine Grain. And so I thought I want to wheel there.
There you go.
And so we're not going to do it as a fundraiser that time. That's going to be more of an awareness project. But I'm really kind of rolling out the idea of the Tenderness Award, which is not just about disability. It's about people giving back to the community. So it's really about kindness.
Well, you know what? You and I have only known each other for a little bit, and we are friends on social media, and I cannot tell you how I am just so glad to know you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so That's much mutual. For your work. And we appreciate you, and thank you for donating to Erskine Green, and thank you so very much for taking the time to interview with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been my privilege.
And if you want to know more about the Tenderness Tour, go to tendernesstour.com. I want to thank Richard Propes, and I want to thank you all for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.
Boy, we rock.
We do rock. We do rock.